Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 10.
Welcome to the Book Lovers Podcast. Since it's the season of the pumpkin spice everything, we're celebrating by talking about books with witches in them. I'll list all of the books that Megan and I discuss today on our website, so check out ClaremontLibrary.org. Don't miss an episode of the Book Lovers Podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes. So Megan, what's your first book?
All right. Well, today I brought one of my favorite young adult books. It's called The Summoning. And the setup for this book is kind of interesting. So if you like young adult books, you'll probably like it. It's about a girl named Chloe who sees ghosts. So when she sees the ghosts, everybody around her thinks she's crazy. So they send her to this group home. Lyle House. And it turns out that everybody in Lyle House actually has special powers. And her special power is necromancy. So not a traditional witch for you, but she does have the power to bring people back from the dead. So chaos ensues. And what I love best about this book is that it's kind of a ragbag team of teenagers who don't fit in anywhere else, but they're coming together to kind of save the world. It's a little dark, but it's also a lot of good dialogue going on in this book. It's a lot of fun. And if you enjoy the first one, it is a three-parter. So book two is Awakening, and book three is The Reckoning. And the first one, like I said, is The Summoning by Kelly Armstrong. Good read. Check it out.
I've read some of her adult books.
Yes,
and really enjoyed them.
She has
supernatural
books.
Yeah.
And
kind of a Charlene
really
Harris
awesome. Yeah.
Read alike. Okay, so my first book. If you're a fan of Kendari Blake, and I mentioned her in an earlier episode of the podcast, she wrote Three Dark Crowns. You'll enjoy The Bone Witch by Rin Chupeco, which was a Publisher Weekly most anticipated young adult book this spring. When Tia accidentally resurrects her brother from the dead,
as one does,
yes, she learns she's different from the other witches in her family. Her unusual gift for necromancy, I think we have a theme, means that she's a bone witch, something that frightens the other people in her village. In swoops, Lady Michaela, the only other bone witch in the kingdom, to take Tia and her resurrected brother off to the mysterious House Valerian so that Tia can be trained, right? In her new home, Tia puts all of her energy into becoming an Asha, someone who wields elemental magic. And of course, dark forces are approaching, as they do. And Tia has to make difficult decisions about how she's going to use her powers.
Oh.
Are you a good witch or a bad
are
witch?
Are you a good witch or are you a bad witch?
That's right. So, if you enjoy this one, the next book, Heartforger, is due out in 2018. So I've got a second book, Deborah Harkness's best-selling book, The Discovery of Witches, which I know the book's been out for a while, but it's currently being adapted for television by the BBC, so I'm assuming that it's going to get some buzz going.
Yay, BBC!
On. And it also has, if you're a Sherlock fan...
And I am.
The woman who plays Molly, the morgue attendant, the one with the
unstoppable,
unrequited
Molly.
Crush on Sherlock. Aww. She's one of the supporting characters. She plays an American witch.
Love that.
Yes. So if you haven't read it, the story focuses on the unexpected and forbidden romance between Diana, a witch, and Matthew, a vampire. The plot involves the discovery of a mysterious manuscript in Oxford's Bodleian Library, which throws Diana and Matthew together and threatens to unravel the world as we know it. You get a bit of history, some science, magic, and of course, old-fashioned romance. Mm. And again, if you like this one, it's the first book in a trilogy. So, thank you all for joining us today. Remember to rate and review our podcast on iTunes and enjoy a bit of witchiness with your pumpkin spice latte. Until next time, reader, read on.